USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators on Capitol Hill are reacting to the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
I do hope that this report allows the Senate Intelligence Committee to quickly now move toward finalizing our report on Russian interference in this election.
That Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, though, has a different opinion.
As you can see, there are redactions here that are deeply troubling. I want to see the full report, and I want to see all of the evidence underlying it.
Be on the lookout for severe weather in parts of the Midwest, South, and East. A chance of thunderstorms and tornadoes are threatening at least 24 states. Earlier on Thursday, a tornado was reported in the panhandle of Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
First-time jobless claims continue to drop. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The unemployment lines, as we used to call them, are shorter than they've been in about 50 years. The Labor Department reporting on Thursday that 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest since September of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan is announcing the creation of a fund towards helping to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire.
The From St. Patrick to Notre Dame Fund to help rebuild the magnificent House of Faith and monument to civilization in Paris.
Colonel Dolan also says New Yorkers are there for the people of Paris and eager to help. If you're looking to donate, you can do so online by going to SPTOND.org. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by an agent using an infrared camera. Now, when it comes to our border and border security, Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, tells Fox News it should be quite simple.
Enforce all of our laws. I mean, I've been to the border. The border agents are frustrated. They need more people, more technology, some barriers. But whatever the law is, why are we enforcing all of our laws? We all believe that. You know, it's interesting. People think Hispanics don't believe it. We did a poll about immigration policy. We did a poll right after my election to see how we had done. And we asked, do you want us to have greater enforcement of immigration laws? I think it was 69%. So whatever the law is, we ought to be enforcing it. So if that's the law, the Attorney General ought to be enforcing it.
As far as why no one is compromising on Capitol Hill, Senator Scott says,
I think the Democrats believe it's a good issue for 2020. I've been up there a little over 90 days. Everything is about the election in 2020. They're frustrated. They hate Trump.
They don't want to give him a win.
No, they don't want to do anything that might help Trump. This is all about election in 2020. Every fight up there is about, we're not going to do anything because this might be good for Trump.
For more news, remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.